next guest is a Parramatta Eels Hall of Famer, playing 175 games in the yellow and blue. In fact, he loves yellow and blue so much that he can't just have it on one jersey. He's worn just the yellow, playing for Australia, and just the blue, playing Origin. He also runs one of Sydney's best sporting stores.
Never heard of FIFA Win Score. If you don't score here, you'll never score.
And I've only just learned that it's spelled W-Y-N-N. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Peter Wynn.
Yeah, but the three of us in here certainly know how it's spelled, and we've loved that store. And you're on the move, Winnie. What is happening, brother? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys. It's wonderful, Wendell, have Jude and Gus. Yeah, very thrilled to be given this opportunity to let you know what's happening out here in Parramatta. I've been here for 35 years. I'm kicked out. I'm gone. Oh. It's all over for the time being.
What's happened and where are you going?
No, what's happened is just a redevelopment site that I've been in. I've always known about that. And actually, the site that I'm in, they're building the Parramatta Intercontinental Hotel. Ooh. So they're a little bit bigger than me, Gus. A little bit bigger than the poor old battling second row who finish up in the front row, okay?
Yeah. Pete, you've had some incredible in-store events over the years and many a celebrity sighting. You think of footballers and test captains like Mark Taylor, Brian Brown, Bert Newton, Bob Hawke's been there, and even our very own Dell. Who's some of your favourites?
Hey, you know what? That's amazing you touched. I'm just sitting in my office now. I can see the Wendell Saylor number 5 autograph next to the Darren Lockyer, just above the Matty Bowen, just below the Lukey Lewis, and there's even Bob Hawke up there just next to Wendell. So he's in the esteemed company there. Wendell, you know that?
Yeah, look, one thing about, I think, us as players, and we all always respected the blokes that went before us, and obviously the Wins, you know, so whenever the boys got asked to go to Peter Wins store, we go, going. So,
did you ever actually buy anything, or were you always on the freebies?
Oh, no, a bit like Matty Johns on the freebies, mate. he'd let you take a jersey or two, and you'd give it to, like, a fan or give it to some of your relatives and stuff. But we always enjoyed going there, and, he's great. And I think for us players that were current players and the generation before, because, you know, you respect what they've done before you, and it continues to go, and people love it, and that's why we love the store.
Kind words, Wendell. Very kind. Yeah, no, I think very fortunate. I just look at that cross-section of society that have been in here. I've had a lot of politicians. I mentioned Bob Hawke before, Don Perrottet, Johnny Fay, Nick Griner. They actually asked me to stand for the seat of Parramatta, but, you know, I wasn't that brave. I didn't really want to get involved in politics, but anyway. Then I had Rexy Mossop come out here. Like, it's amazing to have three jockeys come to the shop that won Melbourne Cups, Malcolm Johnson, Corey Brown and Wayne Harris. They've got their signatures up here on the wall. You know, and different blokes like Kevin Sheedy came in here when the team out west here were being launched. He wanted to do the launch out here in the shop. I said, hey, Kev, it's rugby league territory, pal. See you later.
Take it easy, champion. What about all the jerseys? I remember coming out to your store, you know, when I was a youngster, especially around semi-final, State of Origin, because you always had good sales. We always knew that you had enough product, you know, where a lot of stores had sold out. You always made sure that no one left empty-handed. What were the all-time best sellers?
I think I had to stick to Parramatta. You know, I think I was very fortunate having played with the Eels through that glory days, 81, 82, 83 and 86 when we won the competition. And I could see what it meant to the fans then, just the fact that we won the competitions. And then to be on the other side of the fence when they made the grand final in 2001, 2009, again last year, just to see that buzz and excitement of what it means to the blue and gold fans. But Parramatta jerseys have always been my number one seller. And, you know, I'm really hanging out, men, that I can be on the other side of the fence when Parramatta can do it the next time, because I know what it means to the community. I know what it just means so much to so many people. And obviously the jerseys, you know, they wear the jerseys, they buy the old 81 jersey, they buy the 82 jersey, they buy the 86 jersey. They still love that old retro look, which is quite amazing. But for me, you know, just answering the question, it's got to be Parramatta here. Yeah. Always number one.
How are the Eels going to go this season, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm hanging out there. They can go one step better than last year, all right? So that's only one step up the ladder to win it, all right? So I'm hoping it's going to happen. They lost a few good players, but certainly it gives everybody an opportunity, you know. When one door shuts, another one opens. So hopefully the Parramatta got the strength in the reserves here to, you know, conquer those positions.
Hey, Will, I want to ask you this. There's obviously a brotherhood in and around rugby league. So, you know, when we walk in a room and, you know, I see someone there, like, you know, that's played before me, I always go and say hello. And I just want to know, even with the current players now, what they're fighting for. I think one of your ex-teammates, Paul Taylor, none of you guys knew that he was falling on hard times, but you got around him when you heard it. Wasn't that right?
100%. Like Tazza, I actually live with Tazza, you know, way back in 19, I'm trying to think of how far back, 1983, at a house out of Liverpool, and he's always been a good mate. I knew he was doing a bit tough. I know his wife had left him, and we sat back and just saw how he handled it. And I'll tell you something, he came out of so far in front of it of what was going on. You know, obviously he was sleeping under the bridge there in Brisbane. He was in the park there down on the river as well. But he got himself back. He got a job out. What saved him? He got out to Western, out to Ayers Rock and had a job out there in maintenance and put a few dollars together, moved back to the Gold Coast, had enough money to get rent, and just got himself a little business, and he's going well again. But wonderful. When you see him down and out like that, you know, you look at him, you say, give him a chance, but we're always there behind him, and he pulled it off himself, which is amazing.
Yeah, good on him. That's fantastic. Got great memories of your sides and him as a particular player. So are you relocating the shop, mate, or are you shutting it down for a little while? Where can we get the merchandise you've been selling for so long?
Relocation. Yes. Men, I'm relocating in Parramatta. I'm on the negotiations now. The landlord's obviously doing his big renovation in the next month or so I'm out, but I'm just moving a short distance away. And when it happens, I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, please do.
Negotiations are on.
you let us know, and we'll let all our listeners know as well, and I'm sure MG will do that in the Brekkie show as well. You've been a part of us for a long time. We've 100%. Supported your store, and you've supported Triple M. So, Winnie, thanks so much for spending some time with us, the Savo, and all the best with the move. Let us know, and we'll see you during the season, brother.
Two kind men. It's just the beginning of a new era. That's why I'll sum it up, all right? So
exactly.
Things just keep rolling on and on.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.